Back here on WREF, the Ref's Call, driven by D. Patrick Nissan. I'm Brad Klein. Happy you could join us on 97.7. Listen to theref.com and the WREF mobile app. We're tapping into the Brinker's Jewelers Hotline. Jeff Best, the head coach of the Evansville Thunderbolts, is here for the first time all year. And, well, I'd imagine his offseason was pretty good. After all, he had an opportunity to hug the President's Cup all summer long as the SPHL champ. Coach, really appreciate the time. How are we feeling?
Hey, Brad, thanks for having me on. Glad to be back. Feeling great, man. Yeah, you're right. Got to hug the cup this summer and, you know, bask in the glow, I guess, of being SPHL champions for the summer. Now that the season started, that's no more. We got to focus on what we're doing, but certainly was able to enjoy it with family, friends, and our teammates at you know, what an incredible run last year.
Are we hugging from the cup, or are we hugging the cup, or are we sipping from the cup? And what does that look like for you?
Yeah, man, everything. You know, I had the cup for a couple days, and it sat right there, right in the everywhere. It went everywhere we went. You know, my son, he's 8 years old now, and he's all about that cup. He was like, "Man, this is unbelievable, Dad! I can't believe we won."
Well, I don't know why he can't believe it. I could believe it. You guys had a great team this year. You seem to have a really good team. You had a great team last year. You seem to have a really good team again this year. I want to ask you about that. But, Coach, I'm just kind of curious, and I'm asking because all day, every day, I speak with players, I speak with coaches, and I feel like that there is kind of like a prototypical coach mindset of, well, let's be honest, grumpiness after the season, assuming you don't win it all. Only one coach gets to not be grumpy after the year. Of course, you were that coach in the SPHL a season ago. How different is the offseason for you as a coach, as a competitor, after a championship versus really any other season?
No different at all, Brad. I'll be honest. I took about a week off and then was right back to recruiting, right back to, you know, talking to players to, you know, get them here and, you know, continue now the tradition. Now you go from the hunters to the hunted.
Yeah.
It's a big difference, you know. So teams are now trying to, you know, they're going out after us. And we had that same mentality. We would always want to beat the best team. So we got to be prepared each and every night. But with all honesty, it was the same. If not even had to work a little harder, if that's even possible, because we set the standard. Now we got to continue it, right? Expectations stay the same. You know, players will change a little bit, but the expectations are the same, or if not even more. So, it was a great summer. Was I grumpy? No, not really grumpy.
No, you shouldn't be.
I had 14 years of being grumpy. My wife said, you know, you can be happy this summer. So, happy wife, happy life, you know.
That's right. Jeff Best, the head coach of the Evansville Thunderbolts, is here on WREF, the Brinker's Jewelers phone line. Brinker's Jewelers can be found on the corner of Green River Road and the Lloyd Expressway and Evansville Tradition since 1972. That little green box from Brinker's Jewelers. Also find them online at brinkersjewelers.com. Early November, you guys are six games into the season, and you're in second place in the SPHL. Not that we're really staring down at the standings this early, but it should be noted that really no one has had a much better season to start, at least, than the Thunderbolts, 4-2 to begin the year. How would you grade out this team? How would you evaluate the first six games?
Hey, we're a work in progress. You know, as a coach, you always want perfection. We'll never get it, of course, but we're always striving to get it. But we're a work in progress. I think, you know, we had a good start, two road games where we won, and we came back, and we had the banner-raising night, which is, you know, sometimes, you know, with 11 returnees, it makes it difficult, and your mind's probably on last season as opposed to this year. So I'm celebrating that. We didn't play as well as we could have. And then the Kids' Day game, we had a stinker. I'll be honest with you. It was a stinker. It was terrible. However, we bounced back the following weekend to beat Peoria the last two games and, you know, executed some of the things we were working on in practice. You know, even with 11 guys coming back, sometimes, you know, they have that feeling of, okay, we did it already, coach. We're going to do it. Don't worry about it. We're going to do it. So we've got to get a little bit more urgency in our game. So that's what we were stressing previous to playing Peoria last weekend. And I think it went well for us with two wins and beating them. And, you know, the Peoria, they're our hated rival, right? There's no question about it. So
yeah.
Anytime we can beat Peoria is definitely a feather in our cap. So I was happy with the way the guys played. I'm happy with the way we're at right now. You know, continue to work, but, you know, certainly a better start than we've had in previous seasons, without question.
In previous seasons, Cole Ceci has been a common denominator for you guys as the goalie. I know that he was a big part of the playoff run into the President's Cup Series and you guys beating Knoxville in overtime in that final game of the series to become now the reigning SPHL champions. Cole's no longer with the team. He's moved on, and well, that's what happens when you have really good players who have potential in this game. They're going to try to move up, and now you guys have a new goal core, Christian Stead, or is it Steed? Beg your pardon if I'm mispronouncing it. 5 games of the 6 getting the start, and he's been pretty good, allowing fewer than 2 goals per game. What have you seen from him so far?
Yeah, Christian, it's Stead. You had it right.
So good.
He's been phenomenal. He's a veteran goaltender. He's played 3 years in the ECHL, 2 years in the SPHL with a competitor team that I'll remain nameless. We like him here. He's calm in the net. He's big. He's solid. He's made some great saves. He's a great teammate. So we're really excited to have Christian with us. And then Brendan Brawley, he was here a couple years ago for a short period of time. We know what we get with Brendan. He's the hardest working guy on the ice every day. His potential is unlimited. So I feel we're very confident with both our goaltenders this season. You know, great for Cole Ceci and how he played last season, and the opportunity he got to go explore the world playing over in Europe. And, you know, that's our job, right? We want to move guys on and get better opportunities. And, you know, the door will always be open for him. However, we're real happy with who we got with Christian Stead and Brendan Brawley in the net for us this season so far.
As skaters go, few have had a better start to the season than Jordan Simoneau, and he's been really strong. 3 goals, 3 assists for you guys as well. To have a player playing like he is through 6 games, what does that do for the rest of your group?
Yeah, Simmers, he's big, right? He's big, he's strong, he's powerful, he's energetic, and he just gives a lot of room on the ice for everyone else. And, you know, the energy he brings, it wears off, and it's contagious to the rest of the guys on the team. So, you know, him returning this season has been an added bonus for us, to be honest with you. He's been powerful. You know, he's scoring goals, and maybe not as hopefully he can keep this pace up, but certainly we're happy with the contribution we're getting from him point-wise, and, you know, creating space and on the ice for himself and his teammates. So, you know, with him and the other core guys that we got back, we're definitely going to be a team that, you know, scores by committee. You know, that meaning everybody that's going to be chipping in and helping out, and it could be anybody on any given night. You know, he's hot right now, and we want to keep him hot.
Couple of goals in each of the last 2 games, ending October on Halloween against Peoria with a goal, and then against Peoria again the next day with a goal, also scored in the season opener against Birmingham on the road. But, you know, it was on the road. But, you know, Coach, I do want to ask you about Jordan a little bit more, because he only scored 5 goals all season long a season ago. He's already got 3 now. Like you said, you're hoping he keeps this pace up. Did you expect this type of jump in his production, especially this early in the season when you decided to bring him back?
You always project, expect, know. The talent and the ability is there, and it's about being comfortable, about, you know, being experienced. You know, he's a year into it now, so this is his second full season. So he understands what he has to do. He understands how to play the game on the ice. He's big, he's physical, he's fast, he's strong. So, you know, as of right now, can I say, you know, him to be a point-of-game guy? No, but I figured he'd be around a 30- to 50-point guy if he put his mind to it, and he did. He worked hard this summer, and, you know, he's committed himself to the game, and he looks real good. And, you know, we're very fortunate to have him playing the way he is right now, for sure. And, you know, that's going to give other guys opportunities too, because they're going to start keying on him. Other teams will start keying on Jordan, mm-hmm. and it'll open up spots for a Tyson Gilmore or for a Matt Hobbs or for Miles Abbott or, you know, Scotty Curtin. So, you know, when one guy's hot, other teams are going to take note to start defending them a little harder, and it'll open up areas for other guys as well. So, you know, we're real happy with it for sure.
Jeff Best, the head coach of the Evansville Thunderbolts, is here on WRM talking about his team at 4-2 to begin the season and to begin their SPHL championship, their President's Cup defending of the President's Cup, at least. And they've been really good all year to start the season. Again, won the championship last year, so you got that big target on your back, Coach. You guys are home for the next two games, November 7th, November 14th. So two Fridays, and you guys get a week-long break after this upcoming game against Huntsville, and you'll stay at home for that as well. What do you know about Huntsville this year? I know that it's early in the season, and you're still trying to develop these scouting reports on all these teams. I feel like maybe a month or two from now, we'll have a really good idea of what each team is all about. But the Havoc, what do you know about them early in the season?
Yeah, the Havoc, they're a fast, skilled hockey club. They play like a team. You know, they got good goaltending. Their defense moves puck quick and jump into play. So we got to be ready for them. They're the best team in the league right now, record-wise, and rightfully so. You know, they play hard, they're committed, and we got to be ready for them. I think with us, you know, at this time of the year, since it is so early, and you know, we're really trying to focus on what we can do as a group and control what we can control, and that's our effort and our abilities and our physicality. And if we do that, I think that'll bring us some success. We don't stray too far from what brings us success. However, when we don't do it, we don't have success. You know, and that's in any line of work, and especially in pro sports. So. That's our focus this week. We got to stay off the penalty kill, stay out of the penalty box, be disciplined. They got a really good power play, and be physical on them. You know, get guys in front of their net so their goalie can't see the puck, or get some screens on them, and you know, we'll have a good ability, a good opportunity to win that hockey game. So we're looking forward to the challenge. We're looking forward to the matchup, and then we got to, you know, give everything we got. We got a 4 or 5 days off here where, you know, we can regroup and rest up the bodies. It normally typically doesn't happen at the start of the season. So take advantage of that and then be ready again for the following Friday.
Yeah, Friday at 7 o'clock at the Ford Center. The Huntsville Havoc are in town taking on the Thunderbolts after that. Quad City a week later at the Ford Center again, a 7 o'clock start. That's Jeff Bass, the head coach of the Evansville Thunderbolts here on WREF, the Brinker's Jewelers phone line on the Ref's Call, driven by D. Patrick Nissan. Coach, really appreciate the time. Congratulations again on what happened last year, and congratulations on a really good start for this year. I know that all eyes are on 2025-2026, and we cannot wait to get this conversation started for this season. First time we're having you on, first time of many for this season, so thank you again.
Thank you, Brad. Look forward to it, man.
All right.
Appreciate it.
You got it. With that, we take a step aside. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to The Ref's Call, driven by D. Patrick Nissan on 97.7. Listen to TheRef.com and the WREF mobile app.